Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for all our Spanish beginners out there, and we're talking about talking.
Yeah. Well, not talking, speaking.
Okay, so we're speaking different languages.
That's right.
Okay, great. So this is going to be really useful to tell someone in Spanish that you speak a little Spanish. And so what is our key word for the day?
Idioma.
Idioma, okay? That may sound like idiom, but it's actually language.
Idioma.
Idioma, okay, a language. So why don't we jump right into this dialogue? Let's listen to it now.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yo hablo francés básico.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Sí, también.
Second time.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yo hablo francés básico.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Sí, también.
Third time.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yo hablo francés básico.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Sí, también.
All right, we're back. So now we're going to take you through a line-by-line translation.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Do you speak another language?
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Do you speak another language?
¿Hablas otro idioma? Sí, japonés fluido.
Yes, Japanese fluently.
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yes, fluent in Japanese.
Sí, japonés fluido. Yo hablo francés básico.
I speak basic French.
Yo hablo francés básico.
I speak basic French.
Yo hablo francés básico. ¿Y no hablas inglés?
And you don't speak English?
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Don't you speak English?
¿Y no hablas inglés? Sí, también.
Yes, also.
Sí, también.
Yes, also.
Sí, también.
All right, so this is actually really useful when we're telling somebody that we speak a little bit of Spanish or when we're talking about languages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you saw our key word. Why don't we go back to the first line? Liliana, can you read that for us again?
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Okay, so the first word that we have there, that's a verb.
Yes, it's the verb hablar. Which means to talk or speak.
To talk or speak, all right. But in this case, it's in the second person in the present form, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hablas.
Hablas. And here is saying, hablas otro idioma. You know, with the intonation, it's a question.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to say, ¿y tú hablas otro idioma?
Right.
You can just chop the and you and just mm-hmm. say, ¿hablas otro idioma?
And you can even chop off the tú, the mm-hmm. you. You don't really need the subject there, right?
No.
¿Hablas otro idioma? Do you speak another language?
¿Otro?
Otro. Another.
Otro.
Otro. Okay, so that means another,
mm-hmm.
right? It can be another language or bring me another beer, right?
¿Otra cerveza?
Otra cerveza.
But if you see, for example, it says otro and at the end is an O, and you will see idioma and the end is with an A and you might be confused, like thinking it's feminine, right?
Right.
But it's not. It's masculine. It's el idioma.
Okay. So it's one of those strange words in Spanish that throw you off a little bit. Usually the words that end in A are feminine and ends in O are masculine. But in this case, idioma is masculine. So
that's
it
right.
might be a little bit hard in the beginning. But just remember, otro idioma. It's not otra idioma.
No, no, no. Otro idioma.
All right. And what does the guy answer?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Okay, yes. Now, Japanese. How do you say Japanese?
Japonés.
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 As you can see, we have an accent on the E, so it's japonés.
Mm-hmm.
Japonés.
Because if you didn't have that accent, it would be japonés.
Japonés, right.
So it's japonés.
And when you refer to Japan, how do you say?
Japón.
Japón. And then it carries an accent on the O. Japón.
Japón. That's
okay.
right.
So, Japanese. And when we speak it fluently, we say?
Fluido.
Fluido. Okay. So, in this case, you're saying that you speak it fluently. Mm-hmm. Hablo japonés fluido.
Mm-hmm. Yo hablo francés básico.
Okay. So, this is a basic phrase here. Yo hablo francés básico. So, you have the subject there.
Yo.
And then the verb.
Hablo.
Okay, and in this case, the verb is in the present form, right?
Yes, and in this case, it's in the first person singular, right? From the present. In the first line, it was on the second, and in this line, it's in the first person. I, yo hablo francés básico.
Okay, so that's how you say French, francés.
Francés.
Okay, and again, it carries an accent on the E, francés. How do you say France?
Francia.
Francia, okay. And so it's basic. And then the person asks another question.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
So this is a question. ¿Y no hablas inglés? So what does it mean by ¿y no? ¿Y no hablas?
¿Y no? I mean, it's difficult to translate in English because you cannot say and not speak English.
Right.
Right? It's
that would be the literal translation.
Exactly. But ¿y no? It means like, and you don't.
And right. You're making it negative.
Mm-hmm. Y no, so it's and not, like don't you, hablas, again, this is the verb, hablar, inglés.
Okay, so the question could have also been, ¿y hablas inglés? Which means, and do you speak English?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the way that you would ask that, and the person answers,
sí, también.
Sí, which means yes, and what about también?
También means also.
Also. So, yo también means me too, or sí también means yes also.
That's right.
Okay, so a pretty basic dialogue, but a lot of useful phrases there. Why don't we go back, listen to this dialogue again, and we'll be back shortly.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yo hablo francés básico.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Sí, también.
Second time.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yo hablo francés básico.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Sí, también.
Third time.
¿Hablas otro idioma?
Sí, japonés fluido.
Yo hablo francés básico.
¿Y no hablas inglés?
Sí, también.
All right, we're back. So, speaking about idiomas, all right.
Yes, another way to say idioma in Spanish is to say lengua.
Lengua. This is a very common way. I think it's a little bit more formal, right?
It is. Lengua is the way to say, like, language, but it's more formal. And also, lengua can mean your actual lengua,
tongue.
Your actual tongue.
So, it can be a language, una lengua extranjera. Right? A foreign language. Or it can be your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That's in your mouth.
Exactly. Okay. La lengua. Saca la lengua.
Saca la lengua. Pop out your tongue. Or stick your tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about you, Liliana? You speak Spanish.
Yes.
English.
Yes.
What else?
I speak French.
Okay.
And Chinese.
You speak Chinese.
Yeah, but it's not as good as my French or my English.
French.
Or yeah.
Which language did you find most difficult learning?
Chinese, definitely.
Chinese.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's completely different of everything
yeah.
you learned, you know? Like, I think once you learn French, if I wanted to learn Italian or Portuguese, it would be so easy.
Well, because they're Romance languages.
Exactly.
So they have similar roots.
Yeah. And I studied also German, but I did not like it.
You didn't like it. Why? Because it sounds the way it sounds. Many people complain of the way it sounds.
The way it sounds. And also it's very difficult. They have all these, I don't know how to say it in English, declinaciones.
Like intonations?
No, declinaciones. It means like they have like neutral and feminine and like depend how you mix it. It's very difficult.
Wow. Oh, well, I think our listeners definitely made the right choice with Spanish. It's widely spoken. An entire continent almost speaks Spanish, right?
Exactly.
And it sounds romantic.
It does.
Many people talk about French being romantic or Italian, but I think Spanish is up there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So if you guys have any questions, any doubts or comments, come to our website, SpanishPod.com. We'll see everyone there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.